Hi, Jim Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Today, I want to talk about, I got an email from fellow blogger Greg Fries from EverydayEMSTips.com, and he sent me some top safety principles that he likes to promote for EMS professionals. And the one that he talked about, which I kind of focus on here today, is something he likes to call a zero accident attitude, or a ZAA. And he says, you know, they are possible. It's possible to have to have zero accidents, and you should try to commit to that attitude for your shift, for your week, for the month, and try to make it contagious. You know, spread it out there and get it going and have it contagious for your coworkers and your peers. When I think of accidents, of course, you know, you primarily think of vehicle accidents, and it can also carry over to other accidents as far as just your patient care, you know, IV sticks, being exposed to fluids, stuff like that, without having proper BBP protection and body isolation protection. But today, focusing on the vehicle accidents, think about things like lights and sirens. Try to use them, you know, only as needed, and use them as per your agency guidelines or your region guidelines, depending upon the call types and things like that, and how you can respond to the hospital, to the call, things like that. You know, going to a call lights and sirens because you get a call for an unknown type of a patient is one thing, but once you make patient contact and you realize the patient isn't really an emergency and that they don't really need lights and sirens to the hospital, don't go lights and sirens to the hospital. You can have a hard time explaining why you're going lights and sirens to a hospital with a stable patient in the back of the ambulance. You know, remember your speed. A lot of us, we have a tendency to go faster on calls like trauma calls, cardiac arrest, pediatric calls, things like that. Your foot gets a little heavier on the gas. Keep in mind that going 70 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour, 40 mile an hour speed zone is dangerous to you, your partner, the patient, the public at large, and it's not going to really get you to the call that much faster. Keep your speed in mind, and don't get caught up in the excitement of the call. You know, you're not going to get to that much faster, and one thing I always say is that you want to get to the call and you want to get there safe. If you can't get to the call, you're not going to help anybody if you get into an accident and you get hurt or you wind up being disabled because you can't respond any further. So get there, but get there safe and get there in a timely manner without going speeding to the call. You know, and this kind of goes along with my next little point here, is that you need to obey vehicle and traffic laws when driving the ambulance. Ambulances are not really exempt from vehicle and traffic laws, blowing red lights, going down the wrong way down the street. If you get into an accident doing that, you know, for the most part, you're going to be at fault for that, okay? Because the public is not looking for an ambulance to go through a red light. Regardless of using lights and sirens and things like that, okay, you're going to wind up being at fault because you are, as a higher trained person, should be aware more of the traffic and be more aware of the driving principles that are in play as you're going lights and sirens to a call. So just keep that in mind. You're not really exempt from that, and that if you get into an accident, you can be held liable. Just do a quick search on Google. You'll find that there is a significant amount of people, paramedics, EMTs, who may have gone to jail, lost their certification, lost their job over accidents that might not necessarily have been their fault, but they weren't acting, let's say, in due regard for the type of call they're responding to, for the patient that they had, road conditions, all that. So keep that in mind. Try to make the zero accident attitude contagious. If you wind up seeing your partner driving too fast, not obeying vehicle and traffic laws, have them take a step back, have them take a breather to realize that they need to go ahead and slow down or watch what they're doing and obey the proper vehicle and traffic laws to get you to the scene safe and avoid any injuries to yourself, him, the patient, or, of course, the public that's out there. You know, I agree with Greg that zero accidents are possible, and you need to commit to it. And I hope that you can use these Monday Minutes and maybe get you on track. If you're not doing it, you find yourself getting caught up in the calls and speeding to calls and maybe not obeying vehicle and traffic regulations like you should. Hopefully, maybe this Monday Minutes will get you back on track to staying safe out there, which is what we need to do. Because, again, if we don't get to the call safely, we can't help anybody. And more importantly, we don't get to go home in one piece if, God forbid, you get hurt on a call. Keep that all in mind. You know, keep your safety in mind, and I think maybe that can help you commit to this zero-accident attitude. This is Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours. I hope you got something out of these Monday minutes. Until next Monday, as always, stay safe.